Frank Biden peddled White House influence during Joe Biden's presidency. By Wendell Hussebo on January 18, 2023. President Joe Biden's younger brother Frank Biden peddled White House influence during Joe Biden's presidency. According to a CNN report that indicates the Biden family business remains operational even since Joe Biden was elected. On at least two separate occasions, Frank Biden publicly cited Joe Biden as a means by which he has influence. Despite holding no government position or relation to the White House other than by having the same last name as the president and being his sibling. In October, Frank Biden spoke in Venice, Italy, as the keynote speaker at a BioSig Technologies conference about the future of global healthcare. BioSig Technologies is a health technology company. The trip was not paid for by Frank Biden, who refused to disclose the financier. His speech included advice on how lobbyists could influence American policy. CNN reported the instance of influence peddling. The speaker was not a doctor, nor did he have an extensive background in healthcare, global or otherwise. But Francis W. Frank Biden did have something else, a brother in the White House. In his speech, Frank Biden talked about his family and his brother's cancer initiative, according to attendees. Following his remarks, the leader of a trade group who attended the event promptly posted a video from Venice informing members he represents that he'd spoken with Frank Biden about their efforts to lobby the federal government on Medicare reimbursement rules. The president's brother, he told his members, had agreed to help. Another case of Frank Biden's influence peddling occurred in Boston in 2021, the year after Joe Biden was elected. On behalf of the same company, BioSig Technologies, Frank Biden told health professionals at a dinner that he had a bully pulpit due to my brother Joey. CNN reported. At that event, Frank Biden boasted of the bully pulpit that I have as a result of the privilege of being associated with my brother Joey, and vowed to do everything in my power to support you to get the job done. To get federal dollars to your research, a video of his speech shows. Frank Biden's working history with BioSig Technologies is unclear. According to the report, Frank Biden initially told CNN he had worked for the company for a year before reversing himself, claiming he never worked for the company, only that he gave BioSig Technologies informal sales assistance. The Biden family has had multiple instances of influence peddling, but none so recent as Frank Biden's. Hunter Biden, Frank Biden's nephew, has repeatedly appeared to sell influence based on his relationship with his father, who has been an elected official for over 50 years. According to Breitbart News's senior contributor Peter Schweitzer, Hunter earned great sums of money from Ukraine for which he offered no real work. A statement that infers Hunter was profiting from peddling White House influence. In one of the most blatant cases, Hunter was paid $83,000 per month in 2017 to be on the board of Burisma. Hunter was appointed to the board of Burisma in 2014 with no prior experience in the energy sector or Ukraine. In 2015, Joe Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion from Ukraine if the Ukrainian government did not fire the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma. In 2017, Hunter's salary was cut in half when Joe Biden left the White House as then vice president. Representative James Comer, RKY, House Oversight Committee chair, has vowed to investigate the influence peddling by probing the Biden family's bank records. In April, Breitbart News reported that more than 150 of the Biden family business bank transactions were flagged by United States banks as suspicious. Those flagged reports were sent to Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen for further review to ascertain if the Biden family was engaged in wrongdoing. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.